My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, is Belinda caring because Davin is drinking? Then we move on to Davin's other scammer, Flory. And as usual, she's asking for money. And she hates herself as well, and now wants to live this world and jump off of Todd Bridges. So listen and enjoy.
I go, I need a drink.
Oh, here you go.
I think me and Miss Tequila have a date.
Uh-oh.
I thought we had been over this drink issue. Why are you still into it? It doesn't help. Remember, now she's caring.
Yeah, now she's trying to talk you down. Because before you'd say, oh, I think I'm going to go drink it, she'd be, okay, bye.
Have some wine for me.
Yeah, she'd be like, yeah, whatever.
Grapes are good. I go, because I am stressed, I am not perfect. She goes, no man is perfect, but practice makes man perfect, really. I go, I have a lot going on. I will get it together. I told you as Agnes you should not get mixed up with me. You can do better. I tell you the same as Belinda. Mm. Fine, if that's what you want. Damn you! I did not say that! You don't want to mix me with your issue? I guess it's cool. Go, I just want to do good and be happy. I just want real love. I just want peace in my head and my and heart. She goes, I think she smiled or something. I don't know. She goes, I go, I'm going to go. I'll talk to you later, Belinda. Have a nice day. She goes, where are you going? I go, I just need to clear my head. She goes, don't think I should know? Okay, take care. All the best. I go, I have something to ask you which might make you very happy. She goes, what is it, hon? All right, next day. Now we'll go to Flory.
Ah! What? Duh, no, wait. I have something to ask you that might make you very happy? Oh, now we're going to talk about Flory.
Because it's the next day.
Bastard. Okay.
We'll have to wait what my question is.
Ah! Fine.
Because we're going to do Drunks in the News tonight, probably.
Okay.
Because we've been doing this for a bit. All right, let's go to Flory. You want to recap Flory while I find this?
Oh, okay. Now, Flory was the first scammer that fake Davin had talked to. And Flory was useless.
Completely different. Fake Davin had a completely different personality.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It started out, he wasn't as devious and he wasn't as dark. And he just started out with, really being himself, pretending to be Davin, but, with other things like saying...
Well, going on tour with the Three Stooges. And Dice Clay.
Dice Clay.
Andrew Dice Clay writing Hickory Dickory Dock, Davin likes to suck cock on my Facebook page.
Yeah,
and Dice Clay talking rude to her.
Well, and this real Facebook friend's going, what the fuck?
No, they were clicking like. My wife was going, what the fuck?
I know.
Shut up, stupid, it's for a bit.
Friends were like, he was writing the lamest stuff, and they're like, cool. It was very funny. It was like when the art was intersecting with real life. But Flory was just, could barely speak English.
But she's from Hawaii.
Yeah, of course she was. And she was supposed to be a fashion student. It was another one of these really involved, like, why the hell are you there if you're from there, and what are you doing? It was a really bizarre scenario. And the thing with Flory is that she was pretty nakedly looking for money. And when things started, well, Davin was pretending again that he was getting divorced from his wife. But when things started going south, what we did was we actually, like, killed Davin.
Well, we didn't kill me.
Well,
we attempted to kill him.
Attempted to kill
my
Davin
jealous
on the
wife,
air.
Big Pippa Pump, because I like to be called Big Papa Pump. That's what I told her.
That was his porn name.
her phone. No, it wasn't my porn name. But
wasn't it?
No, I just like to be called Big Papa Pump.
He's
Big Papa
say.
Pump. When I had to talk to her about her phone bill.
Oh,
I told her phone guy to call me Big Papa Pump.
Oh, that's right. And we had a whole bit with Joe called
yeah.
up.
Call, right, let's called not up. Recap everything, but yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's been a lot involved with Flory. I got shot. We had a fight the next day because she just wanted the money.
Yeah, he got shot on the phone.
So we broke up. She came back. Now she's been accused of murder, so she wants money to get out of the country. She also wants money for a phone or a computer so she can talk to me.
Incredible.
She's been very money-grubbing. December 18th. She goes, are you not back yet? Back? Because I cut up the small talk. I go, are you asking because you want money or because you're really interested? I told her I'm leaving the country.
Yeah.
She goes, because I'm interested. I'm still working. I am sorry. She goes, you always think that whenever I write to you, it's simple, means that I want money or what? I go, yes, I do think that because every time we talk, you ask for money.
Yeah, call me stupid, but...
I always believe one thing in life. If you really felt for me, you won't be saying all this, because I have already told you that I'm so sorry for what happened in the past, yet you keep on bringing in the issues. I don't really think you have feelings for me anymore. I go, it has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with you are always asking for money. So, of course, I think you just want money. She goes, ever since I told you that I want to come over to the state, yet you have not says anything about it. Is this the way you are going to treat me if I am on the same roof with you? It's unfair, if so.
I go, on the same roof.
I go, jump! You're an American citizen. You're stuck in the Banana Republic. The U.S. Embassy will make sure you get to the States. I have told you that because I care, and it is the truth. And instead, you ask me for money. You ask for money for a computer and BlackBerry. She goes, now I know. Thank you. I go, what? She goes, you don't want to help me.
How did she get that?
I go, yes, Flory, I do not want to help you, which is why I told you to exactly how to come to the USA. Good Lord, you are dense. Now, in all honesty, if I did not have Agnes/Belinda, my tolerance for Flory would be much higher. But because I have someone who's genuinely intriguing,
yeah,
and this one is genuinely annoying, and I'm chatting to them both at the same time on my vacation.
Yeah, you're not exactly treating her with the kid gloves. You're just like, whatever.
She goes, I told that I'm not doing well. You never ask. What type of human being are you? Of course I ask you. Flory, what is wrong with you? Of course you did not ask. I go, Flory, for the last time, what is wrong? This is like a real relationship.
I know. It's like, you didn't ask me. Okay, I'm asking. But you didn't ask before.
I'm having fever. Spelled haven.
I'm having fever.
She goes, I am sorry. How high? 70 Celsius.
Chris, how high is that in Fahrenheit?
That's a good question, Chris. What is 70
Chris,
Celsius?
Chris, do the math.
3 pounds.
He gets Celsius. We don't do that here.
She goes, 70 Celsius. I go, you're American. I'm surprised you refer to it in Celsius.
Oh, that's right. She's supposed to be from Hawaii.
Yep.
Ooh, snap.
Are you resting and drinking fluids? Cock. She goes, I hate myself now. I go, why?
Why?
I wish I could die and live this world. Which goes back to the other suicidal girl I was talking about.
Oh my God, they're both like ready to throw themselves off of Todd Bridges for you.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.